become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 15 July, 2016. Well, 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 well. Talk to me, Roddy Piper. What's on your mind? Roddy? Man, a few words.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, shit.
All right, no, you can watch the rest of the movie by yourself. No. Somebody call Jeff Rentz and see if Jeff Rentz is okay. And the reason I'm saying that is I think a couple of teeth came out of a gear. And his cogs are not meshing. I go up to his site today and I look at it, and there's a wonderful picture of the wonderfully pliable doughboy, Newt Gingrich. You know, the guy that never saw a trade deal that he turned down. And we'll get around to Mr. Pence on that subject in a matter in a few minutes. But on the matter here of Newt Gingrich, he's got this wonderful little picture of Newt up there, and he's got a banner that says, Newt Gingrich is the greatest statement ever made by a patriot politician. What? If Newt Gingrich is a patriot, I really am a Chinese jet pilot. And I'm going to go make some sand desert isles in South China Sea and claim, you know, oh, that's a lake out there. That's our lake. And then involve the world in a war. You know, if this thing fizzles out with Russia, I'm sure we'll turn our attention to China to rattle some sabers. I'm just taken aback here. That Jeff actually put this on his site. I'm just Newt Gingrich. I never heard Newt Gingrich and Patriot even associated in the same day or in the same time zone, let alone in the same sentence. Just saying. Well, geez. Here's one of these show topics, you know, you just don't want to talk about. You just... You know, it's like your outdoor cistern system that breaks down, and you know you got to get muddy and funky and stinky, and you just don't want to do it. All right, here it goes. Nice, France, 84 people dead, 12 wounded seriously. Anything else on this, Mike, I should report? Jeez, what do you say? What do you say about something like this? Now, here's a guy that had been a citizen of France for 10 years. Where the hell did he come from? Tunisia or something like that? And they started a narrative last night that, oh, this is ISIS. Oh, this is ISIS. Well, who are these radical jihadists? Are they fighting for Allah? You know, are they waiting for their... How many Vestal virgins do you get when you die? And oh, no, that's the Mormons. I'm sorry. You get to go roll a planet and wearing diapers after you pierce the veil of whatever. What do you say about this? So they're over there. A socialist country is celebrating its freedom and independence. And there's an oxymoron for you. Sort of like screen doors and submarine kind of deal. And somebody gets the bright idea that they're going to jump in what is best described as a personal moving van. Yeah, it was a rented truck. Surprised it didn't say rider on the front of it or on the side of it. And they discovered blue barrels in the back of it. Rolls down the street in Nice, France, and kills a crap load of people. And I saw the initial, and this wasn't from the television stations. They'll give you the 150 yards away static shot with a lot of lights flashing. And, well, there were people in the crowd taking videos on their phone. And it weren't pretty. I mean, mangled people, you know, this wasn't a false flag as far as the body count goes, that's for sure. But where the hell do you go with that? Where does the other side go with this? Okay, I'm sure you've heard this 19 times before this program today. What do? Ban trucks? They're asking for more intelligence. Okay, let's get intelligent for a second. How in God's green earth, by the way, it's been established, he didn't go to, you know, church. He ate pork. God knows what else he did. He wasn't a devout little Muslim. Now, so what the hell is he? A pissed off Tunisian? He's been in France for 10 years. Evidently, life hadn't been that bad because he's been in France for 10 years. Then all of a sudden, he gets a wild hair, and he decides to jump in a truck and start mowing people over. Now, folks, I'm sorry. Did you see the truck, by the way? You know, a lot of bullet holes in the windshield scattered around. I wonder who that sharpshooter was, but do you know if that would have happened in Texas here? This whole damn thing would have been over in about, I don't know, 2.5 minutes. We got guns down here in Texas, and we know how to use them. And I was thinking about this, you know, what would I have done? I always try to personally place myself in that environment to try to go through the thought processes, you know, to try to get a better feel for what it would have been like just minding my own business, half tanked up on some good French champagne, just walking and talking on a summer's evening, having a good time, and all of a sudden, here comes somebody just mowing people over. And they put a lot of holes in that truck. But evidently not enough, fast enough. Like I said, if this would have been Texas, 2.5, 3.5 minutes, that thing would have looked like Swiss cheese. It's right on the beach there, and they had a good stiff seaward breeze. You could see the palm trees blowing. You know, down here, we would have just absolutely riddled the crap out of that thing, and it would have been Whistling Dixie, for God's sakes. It would have been so many holes in that truck. I just don't know what to say about this. So I'm already hearing the drums of war being beat again, once again. Oh, we gotta go in there and get ISIS. Well, exactly how you gonna do that? How are you gonna do that? Are you going to ask them to raise their hands? Okay, everybody, we want to identify who ISIS is. No, we're not going to do anything to you. We're not going to shoot you. We just want to get a head count. You know, we want to get an idea of where we start destroying ISIS. Well, here would be a good place to start. Why did you start them in the first place? And notice, folks, now we're talking about going back into the Middle East, going to war again. You know, I don't think y'all are going to be as happy with Donald Trump as you thought you were going to be. Because the obvious solution of this problem, and here's the start of it. Get the hell out of the Middle East. Get the hell out of there. At what point in time, and there's estimates as low as 2 million people in the 15-year war that we've been engaged in the Middle East, somewhere between minimally 2 million people dead and 16 million. So somewhere between this 2 and 16 million dead and after 15 years, could we safely call this blowback? The people that realize they don't have a country left and they really don't have any place to go. There's really no way to support their family themselves. You know, as I've said many times, the most dangerous person on the face of this planet is a person that is out of options, that is out of choices. In other words, he has nothing left to lose. And evidently, there's even in the Sharia outfit out there, there's a standard of life and living that they want to attain. And, well, if it's gone beyond that hopeful little cachet of life, well, hell, why not sacrifice yourself? Dude, go make a political statement. Go mow down some people. Now, their false flags are not working too well here in America. As a matter of fact, you heard the sane voices are being drowned out by the people beating the drums for war. You know, we got to go back in the Middle East. We got to go deal with this cow. We got to deal with ISIS. Well, Turkey just found a wonderful way to deal with ISIS. They just had a little mini coup over there, and they're not going to back the ISIS fighters anymore. Whoops. Something is in the wind here. Something we have not been made aware of. Because people are not entrenching themselves. They're taking a few steps back. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
I'm glad you got the good news that Turkey's being, you know, carved up right now. You know, the good guys are finally rising up and saying, okay, you've enough of you insane people in charge. So.
Well, they got caught shooting down a Russian plane. And they got caught. Well, let's hold on. Go ahead, Rob.
I think that the fact that they were caught with our U.S. missiles shooting down stuff with the Russians was a little bit of a wake up call that they saw what Russia could do, and they probably said, you know what, we got a choice. We can either go head to head with our government and try and take this back, or we can let the Russians come here and just decimate us. So I think they figured out which was the easier one.
Well, and it's taken quite some time here. Let me see. They've tried to stick the saber they've been rattling in Putin's eye. He didn't flinch. We're getting admissions from other countries in the European Union. They're going, wait a minute, Russia's no threat to us. NATO has long lived past its shelf life, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization that was brought together supposedly to wrangle in the communists that we shouldn't have let wrangle out of the cat bag once we were done with those evil Nazis over there. And we just sat back and just watched Europe being carved up by the commies. And then flash forward, Rob, to today. The United States versus Russia. Vladimir Putin, a country on the upswing once again, freer than the people here in this country. And we've got Barack Obama, a stone-cold communist. Freedoms are flying out the window faster than you can count them leaving. and we're broke on our keisters with no chance under this current system of ever getting back. Now, what the hell happened on the way to the Roman Forum here? Somebody got their wires crossed.
Well, the simplicity of all the globalists getting what they wanted for so long has just been, I mean, it's kind of like I say to people, when you go to, you know, usually when you farm, you pick the crops, and then you let them grow back and stuff. But in other terms, where they want to just take everything at once, they take the crop, they rip the stalks down, they rip the roots out, they strip all that off, and then they take the topsoil and they rip it off, and they sell that off, and then they're down to the hard pan, and there's nothing left to take. And that's where we're at right now. So like you said, the people that have no options left, they are willing to risk what's left of their life to do what they need to do. You know, my friend said over in Poland, he stays in touch with his Polish roots. He said Soros is even over there buying up news media and getting into the government over there. And aren't going to tolerate it.
Can't this old fart just die?
I'm just saying, there's enough snipers out there, for God's sake. You know, well-trained people.
Okay, well, Rob, I didn't want you to go that far. You know, you're...
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they'd want to, you know, they'd want to warn him to go back home. They wouldn't take him out.
Oh, you mean kind of like a shot across the bow just to get his attention?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Go back and be a nice person, and that's it.
Yeah, because Rob, God knows, I don't want to be responsible for radicalizing somebody in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, and by the way, the sheep are waking up. They realize that they're wolf chasers.
Well, they're
wolf.
Thank you.
Eliminators.
How ridiculous does this have to get? I mean, I've said this months and months ago. I said, here it comes. They're throwing everything at us but the kitchen sink. Wait a minute, duck. Here it comes. And it's like the more they're trying to patch back together what is obviously falling apart, the more ridiculous they look. And people are catching on even faster.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I wanted to give you, the good news. All the good education that you're giving and everybody that we've gathered, I'm telling people very simply, you have a mandate, two mandates. Educate and share and educate the people to the truth. Don't pay attention to all the circus. And the other one is understand that if things go sideways, you are mandated to take back our country. You are mandated to be part of the team that does it. So don't think you get to sit on the sidelines. You get involved, you educate, and that's how you can do it. You bring all this stuff to the surface every chance you get, and that's what we're doing. It's the truth is hitting like an asteroid storm right now. I swear it is. And these people are waking up. They're taking after it, and they're getting ready to do what they need to do, whatever it is. Period. And I got a good feeling going on here. I just know next week is the kitchen sink over at the RNC. So you know that's going to be interesting. I got eyes on the ground, John. I've got a friend going. So
I hope
it'll be interesting.
I hope he's in his bulletproof vest because. Ohio is a right to carry state. And, and we've seen the indications that, the Soros and his boys, all of his good hard earned money, is being, used to bus people in to cause problems. So, you know, we'll see how this shakes out.
Yeah.
I don't know. After, Donald Trump picked Mike Pence, why would they want to shoot the guy? Just saying.
Yeah.
All right, got a break, man.
Sure. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Day. So Mike Pence has been a huge supporter of the one thing that Donald Trump says is a terrible thing. Terrible thing for America. Donald Trump's allies are signaling that the Indiana governor is likely to be his vice presidential pick. Well, he is. That's been made official. Now, there's one problem that may immediately shadow the relationship. If Trump indeed picks Pence, which he has, that's the Indiana governor has been a robust supporter of all free trade and trade partnerships directly at odds with the candidate on one of his most important issues. Before he became governor of Indiana and a candidate to be Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee, Pence was a congressman and he voted for every free trade agreement that came before him. That record, along with at least 2 votes favoring freer trade with China, puts him squarely at odds with Trump on one of the signature issues of the businessman's presidential campaign. Pence-backed trade agreements with Colombia, South Korea, Panama, Peru, Oman, Chile, Singapore during his White House tenure from 2001 to 2012. He voted for the Central American Free Trade Agreement, or CAFTA. He voted to keep the United States in the World Trade Organization and to maintain permanent normal trade relations with China, the country Trump repeatedly criticizes for unfair trade practices and threatens with tariffs to boost U.S. job creation, to say nothing of the currency manipulation over there. Pence, who has publicly supported the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement of the Pacific Rim Nations, too many P's in here, an agreement negotiated by the Obama administration, which Trump opposes, and he is likened to rape. Wonkbook newsletter put this out, said your daily policy cheat sheet from Wonkblonk blog. As Governor Pence led state trade missions to China and Japan, another country Trump has threatened with tariffs, by the way, he noted that Japan is the state's largest trading partner in a letter to Indiana members of Congress last year, in which he urged them to support TPP and what is known as a fast-track trade negotiation authority for the president. I'm quoting out of this. I'm quoting Pence himself. Reducing tariffs and other trade barriers so that Indiana businesses can enjoy increased market access and fairly compete on the world stage is something that Congress must do. I encourage your support for the Trade Promotion Authority and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, and any other, just in case we miss something here, and any other trade-related measures when they are brought before the Congress for consideration. You know, he's hell on wheels on the Second Amendment. Yippee for Mr. Pence. But what the hell good are your personal firearms going to be worth if you're sold down the river into a one-world community? What are you going to do, fight the entire world? Trump has made opposition to trade deals the top economic issue of his general election campaign against presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Ugh. Who, as senator, voted for trade agreements with Chile, Oman, as I said earlier. Clinton, she helped negotiate the TPP as Secretary of State, but being the lying little... Please forgive me, Lord. The thoughts that I have almost hit my mouth. As Secretary of State, but has opposed it in the campaign, saying the final version does not meet her standards for trade. This coming from a woman that obviously has no standards whatsoever. This year, Pence urged an Indiana manufacturer, Carrier Corporation, to reconsider a decision to move 1,400 jobs from Indiana to Mexico. The company is continuing with plans, but agreed to repay some state and local tax incentives. Well. Well, still governor of Indiana. Why doesn't he just ban sales of Carrier Corporation air conditioners and like in his own state? Oh, no, we got to get the local state and state taxes and local taxes back before we let them go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, John. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, I wanted to mention something about Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, because he's only about, the Indiana border is about 28 miles from where I live. And he had relinquished Common Core. He had also come up with this castle.
Wait a minute. Back up here, Jerry. You said he relinquished?
Maybe I used the wrong word. I mean, Common Core, it ended in Indiana school, the schools out there, about a year ago.
Okay, so okay. Common Core. Boy, this is feeding back. So Common Core is dead in Indiana. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Common Core is dead in Indiana.
All right.
He's not gonna let the teachers allow to teach that European Union New World Order crap. The other thing that made me interested in him is that he also came back with castle law, which was if you feel threatened by a law enforcement officer, you have a right to defend your life. And I thought that was very interesting because if we go back to 2011, the governor that was in there before him, and I don't know his name, he made it sound as if the cops were allowed to follow you all the way home and walk in the door right behind you, and you couldn't do a damn thing. And I thought, and this was around the same time as the Fukushima event, that been March 11th, 2011, that this all went down. I want to say within the next week, I heard this come out of Indiana. It was just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So the cops can follow you right into your home for nothing and have access into your home and now gather more evidence as they're placing you under arrest and beating you down because you're not submitting because they're in your home.
Right.
My brother. But, hey, that's all I wanted to add, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks before July is out, I hope to send you another $500.
Jerry, God bless you, brother.
All right, man. You have a great weekend, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, okay, so the rest of your country is sold out from underneath you. But you still got your gun. I don't know. In almost 25 years of doing this, I'm looking around now and I'm going, what in the hell is going on? And I'm scanning and reading and I'm looking to other voices and faces and places. They don't know either. We've never been here. We're on fresh, virgin territory here, folks. Bashar al-Assad, the evil one that they've tried to replace. That's why we fired up ISIS. Yeah, we trained the anti-Syrian people over there to go kill Assad, but that didn't seem to work because what was that little country? Was it little Indonesia or was it Bangladesh that got involved? Oh, no, it was Russia. That's right. They got involved with Syria and said, nah, don't worry about this. You're not going anywhere. They exposed who created ISIS, who funded, who trained them to try to depose another person, the head of state, and another Middle Eastern country. And of course, right on cue, the mainstream media doesn't touch that subject with a 20-foot pole. Amazing how they miss little things like this. On the war on terror, well, depends on your point of view. If you're the one committing the terrorist acts, you never self-confess, I guess. Yeah, I did it. More than 5 years into the serious civil war, 5 years, folks, we've been trying to depose this Assad character, but it ain't happening. And he's duly elected by their people. They want him in office. They like him. We don't. We failed. So what is Turkey doing? Turkey went, meh. Well, we're going to stop supporting those Syrian fighters. What has happened here? The suggestion made by the Turkish Prime Minister, Binali Yildirim, on Wednesday stunned the Syrian opposition leadership, which Ankara hosts, as well as regional leaders who had allied themselves with Turkey in their push to al-Assad over a long, unforgiving war. I'm sure that we will return our ties to Syria to normal, he said, straying far from an official script that has persistently called for immediate regime change. Maybe he can't read CIAEs. We need it. He said, normalize our relations with Israel and Russia. I'm sure we will go back to normal relations with Syria as well. Thank you, Vladimir. That's one country, the United States, can't get its grimy little sticky fingers on. It is an open phone Friday. And just we're all sitting here in amazement going, what the hell is going on now? We are in a strange land now. So just when the European Union is getting ready to bust up, there's going to be 34 different referendums going through. It says, no, the European Union, we've stuck with this thing. You people screwed the pooch on this. We want out. We're out of here. Just when they're talking about creating a European military to meld those fine folks, whoever they will be, with NATO, and NATO has way outlived its purpose or stated purpose, so I guess the world is kind of like on a pause so the winners and losers can assess where they're at right now and either try to win a little bit more or lose a little bit more. There's not a clear narrative coming out of this government yet. You know, we've had some noises that, well, we should go back in the Middle East and take care of this ISIS. And again, who created them? And we know the purpose they were created. But gee, the little evil thing that they created just kind of like got out of control a little bit, didn't it? Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Hey, John, listen, I wouldn't get too upset over this Pence choice because I think he's really a lot smarter than we think, Trump. I think what he's going to do, he's going to use Pence to get by the New World Order guys, you know, the globalists that control, you know, the electoral. He's going
to arrest Vice President Pence for treason. Frank, you just faded on me real bad there.
Now, what he's going to do, what Trump is going to do, he's using Pence to get into the White House. Once he gets in there, he's going to have his own vice president, Vice President Pence, arrested for treason. That'll take care of that.
Whoa, Frank, hold the phone a second. Where did you get that one?
I just dreamed it up.
Oh, thanks, Frank. I appreciate it. I said it was open phone. I didn't say it was open phone fantasy day.
Well, I'm very disappointed.
I understand what you're saying, and you know the narrative was put out there. Okay, how does he become a unifier, at least try to pick up some of the Republican support from Congress, the very people that he's been bashing the crap out of ever since the man has been opening his mouth? I didn't see a need to go and do that, especially Hillary Clinton, since she is a designated nominee here for the Democratic Party. I didn't see Trump having to do any of these fantango moves.
Yeah, I just wonder, is he as smart as we've been led to hope to believe?
Well, and you know, watch out for the man that claims he's smart. You know, you can live 10 lifetimes on this planet and still not be the all-seeing, all-knowing, philosophizing, smartest man on the planet. You know, Donald, speaking little pigeon English to us little people out here, You know, I just love the way he keeps repeating and using small words as if we're school children and we haven't quite learned English yet.
Yeah, and one man's trash is another man's treasure, and one man's idea of being quote-unquote awake would make us laugh.
Well, Frank, I'll tell you what, just entertaining your far-fetched scenario for 1 second here, it would not only be Pence he would have to place under arrest, it would have to be almost the entire United States Congress. You know, if he can catch a lot of the rats on the Clinton, or I'm sorry, the Obama administration, what the hell was the difference? The Obama administration, before they slip out the back door, he might be able to arrest a few of those people. But I don't see him doing anything like that. But this is more than bizarre, because here was a backer of the TPP, the TPIP, all the stuff I've heard. I watched clips of him on the floor of the House telling everybody how great this free trade is and how it's benefited the farmers and cattle growers here in Indiana. And look at us. Isn't this great? I just don't see. What's Pence going to do? Get up there and admit that he was wrong the entire time about this free trade thing, and I'm going to team up with Donald and we're going to straighten out this trade mess?
Yeah, same thing with Gingrich. I mean, these two guys are totally opposed to the Trump platform and everything that's made him as popular as he is.
He should have went and got little Marco. I think he would have been a little less dangerous, a little easier to handle. I don't know. All right, hey, Frank, thanks for your call.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks. Rumor Central, folks. When Donald Trump and Mr. Pence enter the Oval Office, Mr. Pence will be arrested. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Hey, I asked some questions on the air, and I didn't get an answer from anybody, and they just kind of like sloughed over it. The United States of America is incorporated. That's in the UFC or one of that bunch of group of laws.
Yeah.
That incorporation is like any other incorporation. It has a board of directors, or what do you want to call it? It has a CEO and has articles of incorporation.
Mm-hmm.
It has stock, common, and there's two or three different classifications. The United Don, or what's his name, Lacarova?
Lacavera.
Lacavera. Sorry about that. His buddy dug up the incorporation papers for the United States of America Incorporated. Now, there's one little difference between that and what George Washington came up with. The of and for. Four is, for any other lack of a better way of explaining it, is a substitution for something else. So they have substituted this phony international, not United States corporation as our government.
Is there a question in here someplace, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Lacarova.
Lacavera.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, you're not butchering my name. You're butchering his name.
Well, I am. He's got one hell of a website and wealth of information on it. But the bottom line is, he has a document that shows that the United States of America, or for America, the Constitution for the United States of America and USA is all the capital letters. They substituted of and for.
Okay, I'm still waiting for the question here.
And the one question.
Okay. Gary, get to it. Because you repeated yourself three times.
You
repeated yourself three times now. Gary, please.
You guys are all screwed up and nobody's listening. And I'm trying to explain you something that's fundamentally important in the legality of what we are. We do not have a country. We do not have a United States of America. It's a foreign corporation.
Okay.
There were 100 shares issued on this corporation, and only two of them were granted to an unknown name, so he wouldn't name the names, in the United States. 98% of the United States corporation that we now call the federal government is owned by foreigners.
Okay.
So that basically tells me I don't even have a government. I don't even have a country.
Gary, I've got to be honest with you. I have not seen the information that you just relayed. And I'll have to look at it and look it up. And I'll even talk to, what was that guy's name? McAvera? I'll have to ask him about it. Be honest with you, man.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Obie in Colorado. Hello, Obie.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I kind of have
an opinion. I think these globalist people are actually beginning to lose. Because the European Union is breaking up. You know, they're losing Erdogan, you know, who's been one of their puppets. And, I'm feeling pretty good about it. You know, these guys are beginning to lose.
Yeah, but when you are a grand planner centuries out, you know, they have plan to backup plan to backup plan. And where they're going with it now, see, this is where I'm in the gray zone right now, Obi. Out of all the stuff that they're creating right now, where the hell are they going with this? You know, they're losing their stranglehold. They're losing their European Union. And if Trump represents, as president, half of what he is as a damn candidate, they're losing on that end. I just don't see where the globalist next strategic move is going to be. We've been trying to start a war here with Russia, and now we got European nations coming out and saying flat out, wait a minute, Russia's no threat. Why does the United States want to go to war with Russia? Why do they want to start World War III?
Well, I think they've been used as the globalist military arm. But even that is beginning to come to an end. Because people, I think enough people are beginning to wake up that they're going to have a hard time getting that Third World War started. And, you know, I believe that, you know, I'm trying to be very positive here, that they're going to have a hard time getting that going.
Well, I see some opportunity here. I mean, I really do see some opportunity, but where are the good men in this country who are going to step in that vacuum that's been created and do something positive and good for the restoration of this grand republic? That's what I'm waiting for.
Well, and, you know, I'm waiting for that, too. But people are so, you know, the approval rating of Congress is not very high. And people are beginning to wake up and realize, hey, wait a minute, these people don't give a damn about us. And, you know, so I'm beginning to see a positive there in that the people are going to say, we've had enough. And we want things changed.
Unfortunately, though, I'm looking at this as a high-stakes poker game. They've got the game rigged. They're the issuers. They're the bank. They're the issuers of the stuff that you're playing with, and they're the only armed people at the table, which makes them doubly dangerous. I'm just saying, Obi, I'm just saying here, there are positive signs that are popping up. But when you're a sore loser and your grand plan for a couple hundred years starts disintegrating before your very eyes, and these are psychopathic sons of guns, what are they willing to do? What are they able and willing to do? And huff and puff and just blow the whole house apart.
You know, John, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I believe they may try to stage a final world war before they come out of power. But I'm hoping, and this is just my hope, that enough people wake up that gets circumvented.
Obi, I hope you're right. You had the last word in this hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapp.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.